Bezrat Hashem, welcome to Emunah Beams. Today's podcast is entitled, The Donkey at the Hilton. A wagon master had a faithful donkey who worked hard and never complained. He decided to take his donkey on vacation, so he took it to the luxurious Hilton Hotel by the beach. He gave the donkey its own suite. Instead of sleeping on a straw-covered stable floor, the donkey had a king-size bed with an orthopedic mattress and silk sheets. Instead of a feed bag and whole oats, the donkey was served a Caesar salad with stuffed grilled portobello mushrooms on fine china dishes. Well, seeing that all the donkey's needs were attended to, the wagon master went down to sunbathe on the beach. Now alone in the room, the donkey looked around at the strange environment. "This luxury hotel is not for me," it thought. He ran out the door, down the stairs, and made a beeline 30 miles back to the farm in the stable. With his face back in the feeding bag and wallowing in the straw, he's neighed, "Ah, this is extreme pleasure. This is the life." What I just told you is merely a parable. The Hebrew word for donkey, chamor, is a derivative from the Hebrew word for materialism, chomer. Sometimes Hashem, who's the wagon master of the world, does one of his loyal servants, each one of us, a big favor. Hashem takes us to a spiritual luxury hotel called the Land of Israel. Emunah is much clearer and much more intense in the Land of Israel. There are mitzvot that one cannot perform elsewhere. All prayers ascend from the holy western wall in Jerusalem, and the gate to heaven is in the Machpelah cave in Hebron. There's no Torah like the Torah of the Land of Israel. Yet when people come here and they yearn for the two-car garage, the golf course, or other physical amenities that they had back in the diaspora, on a spiritual level, just like a donkey that yearns for the stable because it can't appreciate the luxury hotel. To appreciate the Land of Israel, we have to enhance our emunah and our spiritual priorities. The holy Mor v'Shemesh says in Parshas Bahar that spiritual abundance and material abundance rarely go together. So if you're looking for spiritual luxury, the Land of Israel awaits you.